now to a look at renewable energy. Not wind, it's not solar, but human waste. That's right, we're going to call it poo power. Our own bio-waste is a big pollutant. Typically, it's either trucked and dumped in landfill, or in some developed countries, it's burnt, releasing greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Well, Logan City Council in Queensland is trialling a state-of-the-art gasification plant in an effort to turn human waste into energy. It might sound a bit gross, but it could be kind of amazing as well. So here to tell us all about it is the project's engineer, Dr. James Joyce. Dr. Joyce, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you, Speaker.
Okay, so we're going to pause the gross part and just try and, you know, get our heads around this. Before we go into what you're doing with the plant, tell us what normally happens to our, we're going to call it our bio-waste. It's a polite way of putting it. It goes through some sewage treatment, and then what happens?
Yeah, so at the end of the sewage treatment, you end up with a sludge residue, which is dewatered. It still ends up being very wet. So you're talking 80 to 90% water when it goes into trucks. And in the case of Logan, those trucks tend to go out to the Darling Downs, which is a bit of a food bowl growing area. And it uses a soil conditioner there. So quite an expensive process because it's got to go a long distance. And as I say, you're transporting mostly water.
So your plant takes this residue of human waste, bio-waste, and turns it into something called biochar. Like, what is that?
Biochar.
Yeah.
But biochar is basically a form of charcoal. In this case, it's the carbon content of the biosolids are turned into a charcoal product. The key thing in terms of biosolids, that means that a lot of your persistent organic pollutants, all of your biohazard materials such as viruses and bacteria are all neutralised in that process.
So in the carbonising stage, the burning of our waste into biochar, as you say, that's said to kill off all the nasties like microplastics in the waste. Does that mean humans have a lot of microplastics in our bodies?
Yeah, this is probably a question to ask Dr. Norman Swan, but
he's just finished his show. I can't. He's gone.
But from what I understand, I have seen a couple of academic papers that have shown evidence, certainly in the digestive tract, and some evidence that it's turning up in people's livers and in their kidneys. And I don't think anyone wants glitter in those locations.
Wow. Okay. So what can biochar then be used for?
So there are approximately 8,000 uses for charcoals, which biochar is a subset. There are some countries where it's used as a cooking fuel. We're not really suggesting that for Australia. There are some very advanced uses where you can use it for graphene production, for things like supercapacitors, for producing batteries. So most people are not aware that lithium polymer batteries are actually mostly carbon. You can also use it in asphalt or in bitumen mixes for making roads and in a lot of construction materials.
So what's the potential for this technology? I mean, how could it be rolled out in a bigger way?
Look, there's certainly a lot of interest from the perspective of the biosolids sector. But our technology is really targeted at biomass more generally, so it's not just about biosolids, but that's certainly a very large sector and globally it's everywhere. There are obviously toilets are everywhere, so it's an issue. But the application can be in a very wide range.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Not a problem, thank you.
Joining me is James Joyce, an engineer from the firm Pyrocal.